Okay, good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to try to finish Siman Shin Mem Tes. May take us a little bit longer than usual, but Se'ifim Gimel and Dalet and Hey to get to the end of Siman Shin Mem Tes. So let us begin with Se'if Gimel. Tonight's Amud is Reish Gimel Amud Aleph, but we're holding on page 404, Reish Beis Amud Beis. Se'if Gimel says the Shulchan Aruch, Mutal Aladam Lakor Chefetz Min Rishus Rabim, Belitna Lechaver Shatzlo, B'toch Arba Amosav. You could pick up an object in a Rishus Rabim and give it to someone who's standing right next to you, less than 4 amos away, v'chaver l'chaver shatzlo, and that guy will give it to someone standing next to him, less than 4 amos away, af pisha chavis holich kama milin b'rishus rabim, even though if you keep doing that, you keep that assembly line going, the object will travel quite some distance, oblevach l'yotzein chutz mitchum shalom, it just can't go outside of its own tchum, however v'yesh misha oser, there are those that aser doing this trick as well, by an elsim shenal sif membeit, says the Mishnah Berurah, mutar, di'afuk avdil kaman sif hei isa dadam echor asalo, l'chavis b'chus 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 even though we're going to say in Sif Hey that a single person is not allowed to bring an object even less than 4 amos in Rosh Hashanah, Dishema Yavirenu Arba Amos Bebas Achas, because we're afraid that he might misjudge and he might actually carry it 4 amos. Hacha Kivin Shual Yidei Harbe Bnei Adam Shekalechon Eino Moluch Kiim Pachas Mi Arba Amos. But over here, since you have a whole team involved and everyone's taking it less than 4 amos, after Al Yidei Kulam Nistalta Al Chavit Shetach Rav, even though with all of them together the object is moving some distance, less than, but we're not so concerned about this. But you just have to make sure it doesn't leave the tchum. Perush lo yotzias achevet sheish lo baylim mitchum shalo. Any object that has an owner should not go outside of its tchum. Mimakom shekona shvisa, from the place where it was kona shvisa. Da'inu b'makom shabaylev kona shvisa sham. Meaning the halacha is that everything I own is subject to my tchum Shabbos. So if let's say I have a tchum Shabbos, and you're using my object and you have a different Tchum Shabbos, you're not allowed to take my object outside of my Tchum Shabbos. Rabbi Reisman, I think, tells a story that he was once talking about this halacha in shul. And he was saying, so one of the guys in shul said, well, I'm wearing my son's tie, my son's in Lakewood for Shabbos. So is that a problem? So he said, yeah, it's a problem. You got to take off the tie because his tie was Kona Shvisa with him. So right now it's out of his Tchum Shabbos. If you don't hold of the Erev in Brooklyn, which a lot of people don't hold of the Erev in Brooklyn, so it's not all considered Dalet Amos. So you're not allowed to be carrying around, outside of its Tchum. The object takes on the Tchum of the Bailim. So the object has a Tchum Shabbos. Vimkein Meya Milin Lav Davka Kamar. So when you say you could even go Meya Milin, so that's Lav Davka. It doesn't really say Meya Milin. Our version says Kama Milin Bereshis Rabim, right? I think it doesn't say Meya Milin. Demayri Bechefze Hefker Shein Lam Bailin V'kayim Lam Delo Kana Shvisa. Or we could be talking about objects that don't have an owner. It's Hefker, and therefore it doesn't have a Tchum Shabbos. V'lchein Yachal Alichin Kama Dubai, and therefore you can make them go as far as you want. V'kosva Achorim Dubai Now, if any of the people that pick up the object intend to be kona it, then it takes on their own tchum Shabbos of that person because they are now the owner of it. And then there are those that aser passing it along from one person to the next Meaning this opinion is diametrically opposed to the first opinion. The first opinion said, you're not allowed to carry something even less than 4 amos, but when you get a lot of people involved, that's better, and therefore you can even move it a much greater distance when there are a lot of people, each one passing to the next. This opinion is saying, you're not allowed to pass it from one person to the next, to the next, to the next, even in situations where you as an individual would be allowed to take it pachas midalat amos. You're not allowed to do that when you have multiple people. It's worse to have multiple people involved because that's zilusa de Shabbos. So they're diametrically opposed to one another. Says the Mishnah Berurah Yud Gimel, vayin lel simen shin aleph. And you have to look at what we say in simen shin aleph. What do we say there? Ratzalomer de sham sasam mechaber kedei rishon lahakel. That's where the mechaber sounds like he's making, like the first opinion. Chilshim. But when it's a matter of a Dvar Rishos, where there's no great mitzvah at stake, we should be Choshesh for the Osrim. Vida. Demashit or Mechaber Halacha L'idei Harbi B'nei Adam Einu Molokim L'inyan Halacha B'Rishos Ramo B'Karmelis. This whole heter anyway is only about carrying four amos in a place where you're not allowed to carry four amos. Avalolo Hotzim Rishos Yachal B'Karmelis. But it doesn't help you to carry from something from one Rishos to another Rishos. V'alkein Lo Yafa Osineze Kilos B'Shabbos. So therefore, people do the wrong thing. Certain communities, Shinosim Sefer Torah L'Beis HaKnesses, they give a Sefer Torah to the Shul, V'alichon Derech HaRachov, and they carry it through the street, She'al Kol Panim Karmelis, the street is a Karmelis, Al Yidei Oshatim, Eich L'Chaver, Pachs Me'ar Bamos, and the way they do it is with this assembly line passing it off from one guy to the next. V'osinisim B'mashim Matzim Min HaBayis L'Rachov, and it may not be a problem that they're passing it through the street, but passing it from the house to the street was a problem. D'Lazelo Mahani Oshata, that doesn't help over here. To get more people involved does nothing in that case. Vayin betaz shedaito da'af al yedei akum asalotziyam in abayis. The Taz holds you can't even have a guy take it out of the house for you. Vayin beber alacha mashik savnu b'zel linin mila ayin mashik savti shin lamed alef sivkon chav mishabura. As far as mila, we already discussed that back in Simin shin lamed alef about how to get the baby to the mila knife or the mila knife to the baby, and which is the better thing to do. Okay, not for now. Siv dalet hayushnayim, if you have two people, mixas amosav shalzeh betoch amosav shalzeh, and there's an overlap of their dalid amos that are around them that they're allowed to carry things. Kigon sheish b'neim sheish amos. Let's say there's six amos in between them, so there's a two amos overlap. Mevi'in va'ochlen b'emtza, they could each bring food to that two amos overlap and eat together. Ublavach liyotzi kolach mitoch shalol tok shal chavero, as long as no one takes out of their own dalid amos. Hayushlosha, if there were three people, them tzayimuv l'b'neihem, and the middle guy shares ground with the two guys on the extreme, kigon shebein shayim achitzonim shmona amos, so the two outer guys are eight amos apart from each other, so the middle guy occupies the last two amos of the guy on his right and the last two amos of the guy on his left, but so he overlaps with both of them, but they don't overlap with each other. So the middle guy, wherever he overlaps, can bring things to that overlapping space, and they can as well. But the two outer guys have no overlapping space, and therefore they cannot bring things from one person's space to the other. One guy has food, and it's right at the edge of his dalet amos. And the other guy also has food at the edge of his dalet amos. And there's a distance of six amos between them. So it turns out there's an overlap of two amos. So they can each carry the food into that overlapping two amos because it's all within the four amos that it started. So that's perfectly fine. And then the second case was that there was a middle guy that overlapped with each of the extremes, but the extreme guys didn't overlap with each other. He's got a food. So his dalet amos overlaps with both of the other guys. That's what it means, that the guy in the middle is mutter with each of the guys in the outer space, meaning only within their the overlapping area. Sifhei. You're not allowed to carry an object even less than four amos at a time. And that's true even during Ben Hashmashos when it's not Vaday Shabbos yet, and even in a Karmelis. Mishnah Berurah Asul Laholich Techeshin Hashem Yovel Laholich Arba Amos Bebas Achas, because we're afraid you might come to carry four Amos all at one time. Tzimne Delavadaiti Vasli Deyisu Doraisa. You're not going to be paying such careful attention, and you'll violate Nisu Doraisa. V'yesh Pam Sheitiru Pachas Pachas Mi Arba Amos. However, sometimes we're makil on Pachas Pachas Mi Dalad Amos. Ayin Le Elbasim Reisam Gav Siv Zayin V'sim Shinal Siv Membeis. Mishin Ches Sif Yud Ches Ayin Sham. He says there are a whole bunch of examples of cases where we allow carrying less than Dalet Amos at a time, like tefillin that are munach b'makom b'zayon that you're allowed to carry, or coats that's in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim that could be harmful to people. Cases like that where there's some pressing need to move the item out of the way, so then we'll allow to carry less than Dalet Amos. V'davka k'shamoluch kama pa'amim pachas me'arba amos, aval pamachas pachas me'arba amos mutar k'mosh kosem b'reish ha'simin. However, that's only if you do it, you know, less than 4 amos at a time, but you keep carrying it, you keep doing it less than 4 amos at a time. But to take it once, just less than 4 amos, that for sure is mutter. Meaning, you're allowed to carry within 4 amos. So to take something from amma number one to amma number three, and just to leave it there, that's fine. That's heter gomer. That's not an issue at all. The whole discussion we're having tonight is, and then to pick it up from amma number three and bring it to the 5-yard line, and then from the 5-yard line to the 7-yard line, and then from the seven, right? That's what the issue is. It's about bringing it multiple times. Pachos, mikri pachos alidei sha'amad lafosh b'netayim. It's called less than 4 amos at a time if you pause to rest in the middle, you know, in between. Davi k'moshim neach chevitz l'aretz. That's the same as putting the object down on the ground. Avlim amad toch 4 amos l'sakin masui. But if you're just adjusting the package that you're carrying, havi k'malik kol 4 amos b'vas achas, then that's considered to be carrying it all at one shot. V'chiyuv anami yesh, because then that you'd be chayv d'oraisa for. V'afilu ben hashmashos, and this is usher even during ben hashmashos to carry it less than 4 amos at a time. After the leading pachs me 4 amos l'sfeket the rabbanu v'kilu begon zeb simen shem rem beis ayin sham kivu du karv lova deze melach d'oraisa goz rem tvei. Even though at the end of the day this is only an issur d'rabbanan because you're not taking it more than 4 amos at a time, but since it and normally you would imagine safek d'rabbanan l'kula, so ben hashmashos is safek, what you're doing is an issur d'rabbanan, you would think you'd go l'kula, but since this is so likely to lead to an issur d'oraisa, we're machmir. V'afilu b'karmelis, and it's also even in a karmelis. Hatam, the reason it's also even in a karmelis, dim nekel b'zeh, korv adavar she'el char b'amos b'asachas, because if we're mekel about it, you're going to carry it 4 amos. B'bir agra kas v'atam, the kol davar shas b'shusra mishum shvus, v'adin shas b'karmelis. The bir agra just says, whatever we asser in a shusra, we asser in a karmelis. We don't, except for making an eruv, right? Meaning whatever you're not allowed to do in a shusra, you're not allowed to do in a karmelis. V'imu b'in ha-shmashos gam kein, davitarti l'tivusa. Oh, but what if it's both? What if it's karmelis and it's ben hashmashos? So there are two reasons why it's to be more mekel. So das hataz veli rabbi lahakel b'zeh. Then the taz and eli rabbi say we can be mekel. If you have a vore lel b'sim shem b'beis lo etir shvus ben hashmashos kibun tzorch mitzvah b'makom atchak efshar doch nami en lakel el b'gon zeh. However, it could be that based on what we say in sim shem b'beis that a shvus during ben hashmashos is only mutter when it's a tzorch mitzvah or at a shas atchak. Maybe you need a tzorch mitzvah or a shas atchak over here as well, in addition to being ben hashmashos and a karmelis. It needs to be a tzorach mitzvah or a shas adchak. Okay, so to review what we learned today, so in Sif Gimel we said that a person is allowed to, there are two opinions quoted in Sif Gimel, whether you're allowed to move an object by getting an assembly line of people to move it pachos pachos midalit amos. The opinion that is mekel is mekel even though one person is not allowed to carry it pachos pachos. Having more people involved is somehow better. The opinion that's machmir will be machmir even in a case where one person is allowed to carry a pachos pachos midalet amos, because having multiple people involved is much worse because it's zilusa de Shabbos. And the stama, the Shulchan Aruch, even though the Shulchan Aruch elsewhere is sasam lahakel, but the Mishnah Berurah says we should be machmir about this, and therefore the people that bring their Sifrei Torah by going pachos by handing it off from one guy to the next, that's a separate issue. The people that bring their Sefer Torah by handing off to one guy to the next is problematic because they're also taking it out of the house. And this kula doesn't work. Even the Das HaMekilim doesn't work to take it out of the house into the Rosh Hashanah or into the Karmelis. And then in Sif Dalet we said that if you have two people whose Dalet Amos overlap with one another, they could both bring food and share their food in the middle. If they don't overlap, then they can't bring the food and share it in the middle. And then in Sif Hey we said that a single person, not a group of people, a single person is not allowed to bring things, carry things less than 4 amos at a time if he's going to keep doing it. To do it once, you're allowed to. But to keep carrying things less than 4 amos at a time, even if it's ben hashmashos, and even if it's a karmelis. Now, if it's both ben hashmashos and a karmelis, that's in a machlokas. The Taz says then we could be mekel, and the Mishnah Berurah just points out that maybe only the tzoruch mitzvah b'shas adchak we can be mekel. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Simin Shin Nun, and we will try to do Si'if Aleph. Okay, everyone have a wonderful evening. Thank you so much for joining.